3:04 to play in the fourth quarter. 7-0 is our score in favor of the Bruins. Mason Murray is in the shotgun, trips to the left side, motion to the far side, play action fake. Murray flush from the pocket, escapes one defender, escapes another, across the 35, running with the football, and gets inside the 33.
That first defender was A.J. Logan. That's no small task to elude a future Division I player. Great job by Murray on the scramble.
Gets inside the 33-yard line. Drive starting at the 37-yard line after the punt that was a wobbler and Roderick Beasley was able to get himself in front of.
Couldn't have asked for much more in terms of the field position game for Hickman now. Are you going to convert?
Quad to the right side, one to the far. 2:24 to play, fourth quarter. Murray in the shotgun, takes the snap, looks right, flushed once again from the pocket, has an open field to the 30-yard line, scoots ahead to the 25-yard line in front of another man, and Matt Bush is the one who brings him down, but not before the clock will stop, and a Hickman first down. Gain of 8 on the play. First and 10, ball will be at the 25-yard line. Hickman needs a touchdown and an extra point to equalize with Rockbridge and possibly force overtime.
How crazy would that be on a field that's seen overtime in this series before?
In 1994, these teams played to three of them behind Hickman quarterback Corby Jones. Four receivers to the right side, one to the far. Murray back to pass, throws far side behind his intended receiver. He was looking for the Grant Jones, junior tight end, who caught the game-winning reception back in week five when these two met at Faro.
Good play design. They had single coverage. It was thrown a little bit behind Jones. He tried to reach back to get it, and he couldn't get even the fingertips on.
This is their two-minute formation, so they spread things a lot more further out than they do when they're in the eye. Murray certainly has a propensity to throw the football and the ability to do so. It's just Hickman's strength is more with the run of Devin Larry. Four receivers right, one left, ball closer to the left hash than the right. Murray takes the snap, looks left, flushed again from the pocket, wants to run to the 25, inside the 20, breaks inside the 15-yard line, scoots across the far sideline, and out of bounds, just short of the 12-yard line, a gain of 13, and Hickman is once again knocking on the doorstep.
Wow, what a big play that time by Murray, making another tackler miss, and the junior running to that far sideline of the backside of the coverage has been successful and had enough time to get out of bounds, as it looks like the Bruins will be taking a timeout, so what a piece.
Both have one left. 12-yard line is where the ball sits with 1:45 to play, and it's interesting. You have to respect the throwing ability of Mason Murray, but also his running ability is what made this drive go.
Murray has had just two completions. He's had five straight incomplete. Remember, Hickman does not throw the ball that often, and one of those plays was a big play. We mentioned earlier that attempt to Jones for the touchdown on a fourth down play. It didn't work out. Do they go there again? The same type of play that won them the game in the Providence Bowl. Does Rockbridge know about that and try to double cover the tight end and leave somebody else open? It's a lot of intrigue, and it's hitting the reset button from Hickman's last drive, and it is a lot of fun to watch.
1:45 to play, fourth quarter, 7-0. Quads to the right side, one to the far side, which is the short side. Murray takes the snap, looks left, the fade for Jones. It is knocked out of his hands. Play made on the far sideline.
And they did go to Jones, and Jones was denied that time by great coverage of the far side. I actually think it was Reuter on the single coverage.
It was Reuter, yes. Zach Reuter with a very big play to knock it away. 1:41 to play, fourth quarter with the clock stopped. Second and 10 from the Rockbridge 12-yard line. Hickman down 7. Twins to the left side, one to the near side right. Murray takes the snap, quarterback draw, runs out the middle of the 10-yard line, scoots ahead to the 8-yard line, and crunches inside to the 7.5, 8-yard line with the clock running under 1:30. It'll be a third down and manageable, third and 6 from the 8-yard line. If they get the 2, they can stop the clock with a first down, but the clock is moving with under 1:17.
Well, this is going to end up being it here, Will. Can Hickman tie this game in the waning moments?
Four receivers split to either side. Twins on both of them. Murray takes the snap, a low snap. looking left, looking right, flush from the pocket, gets away from a defender. Murray still with the football, his 20-yard line, rolling right. Murray still with it, throws it left side, Beasley's open, touchdown! Roderick Beasley! There was no one within 2 miles from him to Ashland, and Roderick Beasley makes what could have been an equalizing touchdown pending the point after.
What a great job by Murray. He was 0-for-6 on his last six throws, kept it alive with his feet on two different occasions, found Beasley wide open, and what redemption for Beasley after having a ball nearly caught but then incomplete earlier in this game.
Sam Smith's attempted 29 extra points at this point of the season, but none bigger than this. She's 24 of 29. This one to tie it with 53 seconds left. Snap, place, kick, hold, it's up, and it is good. We are tied in the Rockbridge-Hickman rematch with 53 seconds to play. The finale coming soon on KTGR.